You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.
Hey everybody, Michael Steele here. Now, I know you're waiting for the next big episode, but in the meantime, give a listen to this Michael Steele podcast quick take.
Joe Manchin of West Virginia will vote against one of his party's proposed federal voting rights bills.
I think there's a lot of great things. I agree in that piece of legislation, but there's an awful lot of things that basically don't pertain directly to voting.
So just to put a button on this, you will vote against that bill if it gets to the Senate floor.
I think it's the wrong piece of legislation to bring our country together and unite our country. And I'm not supporting that because I think it would divide us further.
Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia appearing on the Sunday morning chat shows over the weekend. Well, making it clear to anybody who wants to listen that he will not be supporting H.R. 1, the voting rights bill. The bill designed to counteract all the damage that is being done in many states across our country, damage to the most basic of our American rights, the right to vote. Kind of brings to mind the old saying, with friends like this, who needs enemies? Well, speaking of actual friends, I am happy to tell you that we are now joined by the chairman himself, Michael Steele, former chair of the RNC, former Maryland lieutenant governor, currently MSNBC analyst, and of course, the host of the Michael Steele podcast. Mr. Chairman, welcome back.
I'm in the neighborhood.
He's in the hood. He's in
the hood. How you doing, Rick?
Well, I'm doing all right, but I got to tell you, man, I've got some real concern for my Democrats. I really do.
Don't even get me started on stupid.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do exactly that. I'm going to get you started on stupid because I spent the weekend listening to Joe Manchin explain to me that the reason he doesn't want to vote for all these bills, the reason he's not going to vote for H.R. 1, he never says that he's against it. He never even says that it is opposed in some way to his ideology or the interests of the people in his state. You know what he says? He says, well, I'm against it because the Republicans are against it. And I'm going, oh, wait a second. I don't understand that exactly. Can the Republicans be against something, Joe, and you still be for it? Or is that just something that can't happen? You
know, Joe is looking at a re-election in which the political gods have probably already deigned that he is in his last term.
Really?
Oh, I think Joe, you know, a lot of the noise I'm hearing coming out of Western Maryland, which is right on the border with West Virginia, and having spent a lot of time in that space over the years, knowing those voters, they think a Republican should be in that seat, and here's his problem. If this plays out the way it is currently playing out, what incentive do Democrats have to keep the seat?
Well, that's right. But it raises another question. I've been saying this. I know you've been thinking this. Why doesn't Joe just change parties?
Just switch parties.
Yeah.
Fundamentally for what he's standing against. You're right. He has not articulated, he just said, well, there's stuff in H.R. 1.
It has nothing to do with voting.
Okay, then tell us what that is.
Right.
Just don't give me this sort of, that's you're sounding like the Republicans when you say that, because they can't identify what they have a problem with because they just don't want Joe Biden to have a win. I got that. I got the politics there. I don't get his politics, because if he thinks he's doing something admirable, as much as I'm all for bipartisanship, I'd love it. When the other side, though, has told you, the minority leader has said to you, my main goal is to make sure Joe Biden doesn't get anything he wants. If that's the stated goal of the opposition, coming to the table thinking that somehow they're going to miraculously give you something in a bipartisan fashion, I tweeted out last week, if you have that kind of faith in the GOP, then introduce the bill that you think that they will support you on.
Yeah,
that bill does not exist.
He wrote a bill, right? He wrote an alternative to H.R. 1. Nobody cared.
No one cared.
Including the Republicans.
That was exactly my point. You picked it up as I knew you would. That was exactly the point. Write the bill. Oh, you did. And he crapped all over it.
So explain this to me. He actually excoriates the Republicans for not having courage when it came to their unwillingness to support a January 6th commission. He actually went on TV and he said all of this. He says, yeah, what a bunch of chicken you-know-whats. But you know what? They'll pay for it in heaven. That was in essence what he was saying. So if he recognizes that, how long does he think that he can continue with this nonsense when he himself finds himself constantly excoriating those Republicans? And then the very next day, he's back on the stump saying, no, if the Republicans won't go for this, we just need to keep working.
The reality of it is, I think the Democrats have to really play. First off, you and I have had this. It's not even a debate because I think you agree with me.
Yeah.
They have no political kahunas at all. They have no political will to take the fight to Republicans. And I say that as a Republican. I mean, I took the fight to them in 2010. Republicans have been taking it to them ever since. And they have not reposted those battles. Those tags that they've gotten from Republicans over time, they have not pushed back against them. This is that moment where, if I'm Joe Biden, I just call Manchin to the White House and go, dude, let me tell you how this is going to go. You have two choices. One, when you walk out of this room, you will go out and announce it in front of the bank of microphones that you're switching and becoming Republican.
Yep.
Or two, you're going to shut the hell up and do whatever we want. Because at the end of the day, if you want to keep that seat, the only way you keep it is if we help you. Because, there's no incentive for Democrats at this point to keep Joe Manchin in that seat. I mean, to wait to put their money into the state of West Virginia to support his efforts. Because if he's going to stand with the voter, with Republicans on something so fundamental as he said, I support the John Lewis voting rights bill. Okay. But that's the voting rights bill. The real package on voting legislation is in H.R. 1.
Of course.
If Manchin really was about what he's saying, then carve out that stuff and put it into a separate bill and get behind that and tell this is what I get behind and then bring the party to you. But he's not doing any of that. He's just basically throwing up these bromides and blockades against the Democrats. Because he thinks that's helping him back home with that Republican base that's not going to vote for him.
I think
if they have a chance, if the Republicans think they have a chance to take that seat next year, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to suddenly stand with the Democrat who's holding it?
I think you got it in what you said a few minutes ago. You've got it exactly right. If I'm Joe Biden, I call him in and I say two choices. You either get on board and yes, we'll continue to give you your revered spot of attention, or go become a Republican, because with you, we don't have a majority. The only difference is going to be that the Republicans will get the nice offices the day you switch in the Senate. That's the only difference.
That's it. I mean, I want your audience to understand, we're talking about the politics of this. Now, all the other little background machinations, you may come to different conclusions and have a different view. But looking at this strictly politically from the eyes of the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the president, the leadership, what Joe Manchin has done and is doing is thinking that he's going to bend them towards his will on bipartisanship when nobody wants to bend in that direction,
no.
Especially the team, Republicans, that he is fronting for right now. Because that's how Republicans are looking at it. I've had the conversations. They're like, dude, this is the easiest cakewalk for us ever. We don't have to say or do anything. because Manchin is the guy on point. He's made himself the point man on this. And so he's taking
one of us.
And he's taking all the incoming. We're not. Right. All the ire is on him. They're not coming at Republicans or blocking, you know, voting reforms. No, it's Joe Manchin, a Democrat.
It's Hercules.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. That's 5 stars. 5 stars. Say it over and over. Or you can catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcast on. You know how that goes. Peace out. Catch you next time.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to LostGolfBalls.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. LostGolfBalls.com.